Gurney's got it each and every Thursday.
1023 XLC, Wes and Leah.
In the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about the Back Together Gurney Dining Challenge, having people go out, check in, post some pictures, and you'll get a chance to win a $50 gift card. So that's pretty cool. Super easy. We just called Jan and told her that she was this week's winner. And now we have Terry Brown on the phone with us. He's the general manager over at Golden Corral. Terry, how's it going?
Great. Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Now, I know when the pandemic first hit and then, you know, as the months went on, everyone was like, does this put an end to buffets? A lot of things are different in the world right now. And I know with Golden Corral being set up in that way, you guys had a lot to make a lot of changes over there with COVID.
Absolutely. Absolutely. One of the biggest changes we made to Golden Corral right now, we got Golden Corral, we got meals to go. So we got a nice online platform. You roll in, roll down, and roll on. Curbside pick up what you want.
I like that. And you guys do everything from individual meals, family meals?
Family meals, kids meals. If it's on a menu, we'll make it and get it set up for you.
And something I didn't know, you guys also have catering.
Yes, we do. You can mix and match your favorites for the perfect feast. Our bourbon chicken pot roast, meatloaf, carb ham, even pizza, always a favorite.
You had me at meatloaf. You had me at meatloaf.
So is the restaurant set up as you all can eat the buffet still?
Yes, we are open up now for all you can indoor dining or pick up to go if you want.
Okay.
Do you know something about me, Leah?
What's something about you, Wes?
I love buffets.
Oh, I've seen you at a buffet. I know you love buffets.
Have an unhealthy love for buffets.
Golden Corral, just right down the street.
Right down the street. I drove by, Terry, recently your location. I'm like, oh, I didn't realize Golden Corral's right there.
It is. Now, you say you're open for dine-in. What precautions are you guys taking for safety with COVID and what have you?
Well, we have plenty of signs letting people know as they enter. If you're not feeling well, you know, we can bring you the food, but try not to come in sick. But we do have hand sanitizers throughout for the restaurant for customers to use. We all marked our tables 6 feet apart so you don't have to figure out which table to sit at. We also have reminders about social distancing. All our staff wears their masks, washes their hands every 20 minutes after every task. Shares all the utensils that are shared, even though we give you gloves to use up there, we still change them out every 30 minutes.
Oh, you give the customers gloves to use?
Yeah, we have disposable gloves along all the bars to use as another precaution. And we also have, when people are entering, we have masks if they don't have the mask. They just have to have the mask on while they're up by the bars or to the restroom. But when they're sitting down, they can just enjoy themselves.
Oh, good to know, because there are times I forget a mask. So I could roll over to Golden Corral, go eat there, grab me a mask, and go on.
Because that's what it's all about, just getting the mask.
Yeah. Just kidding. I'm kidding.
We don't
I'm kidding.
Slow you down.
Now, Wes says that he loves the buffet. My big thing, and we were just out of the country, and they had buffets everywhere, but salad bar is my jam. I love me a good salad bar. Do you still have that set up?
We still have our full salad bar, soups and potatoes also right next to it. So you can always come in and pick out what you like, take it with you, or sit down and relax.
And do you guys do reservations there? Like if it's a larger party, if I'm trying to roll in with the whole squad from the studio?
We can still do reservations at times. Right now, it's first come, first serve, but we can handle all large parties as they come in. It's just really a matter of how many and then where we'll put them so we can make sure they're all socially distanced and happy.
Cool. And you say first come, first serve. What are your hours?
Well, we're open from Monday through Friday from 11 to 8 and Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 8.
So still doing a breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Well, we do what we got right now is a brunch. The first two hours, we have breakfast and lunch mixed together. We're looking at the end of the month to go back to doing breakfast on the weekends.
Oh, cool. I'm sure that's a busy time for
you.
Now, right now, the Back Together Gurney Dining Challenge going on. You guys are taking part of that.
Oh, absolutely. Please stop by, order some food, take a picture. Poster Gurney's got its Facebook page. And participate. You know, it's a quick thing to do for everybody. Please, you can win a gift card, like you said, with grand prize of an overnight stay at Grateful Lodge. It's awesome.
Which Great Wolf Lodge right across from you guys. Terry, before we let you go, the last question I ask everybody that's on with us for Gurney's Got It. What's your Gurney go-to?
My Gurney go-to, I have a couple since being up there now. That really, you know, Tim O'Toole's is one of the things we do after a long day of work.
Yeah.
Nice little spot. But, you know, my boys love the Jimmy John's down the street, so I give them that on the way home.
Awesome.
I love Jimmy John's,
so
too. Man,
so
all this talk of food. I'm
I love Jimmy and Timmy. Those are good places. Terry, thank you so much for being on with us this morning with Gurney's Got It. Again, that Back Together Gurney Dining Challenge going on right now. Just go out to eat and check in, and you can win a $50 gift card.